What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the WIP Morning Show. Tom Kelly in for Joe DeCamera today. Ray Hughes is here. John Ritchie is here. And Ruben Amaro Jr. is here. He joins us for the remainder of the show. What's going on, Ruben?
How you doing, Tom?
I'm doing good.
This is like a guilty pleasure for me for not have to be with Joe.
Oh, yeah?
It is pretty awesome.
I don't believe it. I think you guys miss Joe, especially John.
I don't miss Joe.
You think I miss Joe?
I know you miss Joe.
No. That's nice. Nice to be on with you, man.
Thank you.
I think this is the first. Ruben, I love seeing you, Tom. I love seeing Buzzkill. Did you know we have a nickname officially, Buzzkill?
I did not know that.
It's a good nickname.
It's a great nickname.
Buzz, yes. Or Buzzkill.
I mean, it kind of depends on who you are.
I know. You do like Buzzkill, right?
I do. Well, it's shortened to Buzz. Very few people say Buzzkill anymore, but that's where it came from.
So you're saying you prefer Buzz?
No, I prefer Buzz. Whatever floats your boat.
Am I supposed to know the origin of that or what? Do we know the origin?
He was considered a buzzkill
in middle school, sixth grade.
Oh, did you screw something up or you say something?
No,
about
I would just take jokes way too far.
Oh, okay.
Which I still kind of do.
Yeah, not surprised. He'll beat any joke into the ground.
Oh, okay.
Ruben, happy to be on with you for the next few hours here. We've been talking a lot about the Sixers today, draft lottery. And also, if you want to get in today, chance to win Post Malone tickets, give us who or what is eccentric. And we'll get into the Phillies in a couple minutes here, Ruben. But we've been talking about the draft lottery. Sixers end up with a third pick.
Right.
And a lot of people skeptical of the way this thing went down. Now, the Dallas Mavericks projected to get, I think, the 14th pick. They jump all the way up to first. Some shady stuff during the season. They trade Luka Doncic to the Lakers. And apparently, the reporting was they didn't really canvass the league. This is a deal where they just sent Luka to the Lakers, hadn't really shopped for other deals. I'm just curious, as a general manager, would that be something you'd ever do and not canvass the league?
Well, that's obviously not the best practice, but I have got to believe that they probably targeted the Lakers. That was probably the team that they felt they matched up the best with. And I'm not sure. I know what the reports say, but I got to believe that somebody was called. Another team had to be called. The feeling is that you know, for me, is that they probably targeted the Lakers, and that was the team that they could feel that they could match up with.
Yeah.
And I don't necessarily, I mean, it's happened, I'm sure, but I feel like that's probably the case. And
did you ever target a team?
Well, I mean, I made the mistake of targeting the Seattle Mariners when we ended up moving Cliff Lee. So that ended up being, and we liked the players. They were just too far away. I mean, they were really, really good prospects, but that's the problem with getting prospects when you're down the line is that you don't know how they're going to pan out.
Yeah, and that's the difficult part of it. But Ruben, obviously, Phillies, tough loss last night. But overall, a pretty good road trip here after a rough stretch. They got swept by the Mets a few weeks ago, had the rough first game in Chicago, played a lot better since then. What have you been seeing from the team that's led to this turnaround?
Well, I mean, obviously the pitching has been outstanding, the starting pitching. And the bullpen has actually come around quite a bit. I really like the way they're playing baseball. They're playing just the overall quality of the game. The defense is better. They're coming up with base hits when they need them. They're doing things that are necessary to win baseball games, and they're not getting out-baseballed. And they could have gotten out-baseballed by a team like Cleveland just because they play really good baseball, and they stayed in all those games, and they were tight. But at the end of the day, they played good enough baseball to win those games, and they weren't easy. But they played a very complete type of baseball, which is sort of fun for the fans and fun for me to be able to call.
Why is Bryce
struggling
to come out of this so badly?
Yeah, I think that he has such a high expectation on himself that I think it's gotten to the point where hasn't been able to exhale. He hasn't been able to just relax and just be himself. And I think he's probably feeling like he is, you know, letting
pressing.
The team down, trying to push a little bit, trying to tinker a little bit too much. And then you see him sort of get close to pulling out of it. And then he has another game that where he struggles a little bit. I just mechanically, I know that when he's staying on the baseball and driving ball through the middle of the field, and this sounds like a constant, narrative when I watch all of these guys, but when they stay in the middle of the field, they have a ton more success. Sometimes you'll watch Bryce pull off to the pull side with his feet and his body a little bit. Mm. And when he does that, it just takes him off the baseball. When he's driving the ball to the middle of the field,
saw signs like you're talking about on Saturday.
Absolutely.
So then what turtled it back?
Yeah, I just have a feeling that a lot of it depends on the pitcher. Sometimes he just doesn't feel comfortable in the box against a certain left-hander or what have you. Mm-hmm. He's faced some tough lefties. At times, especially out of the bullpen. So, I don't know. It is peculiar because you don't see him, go through, this long of a stretch. Typically, with great players like this, you see guys pull out of it, after, maybe 10 at-bats or 13 at-bats or something like that, and they get back on track. But, it's just been a little bit longer for him, and hopefully he can get back on track because the other guys are picking him up.
Yeah, that's a good thing. It's having Kyle Schwarber hitting behind him. Kyle Schwarber has been incredible lately.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.